Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Anna Chase here to discuss her new single, Antidoto, as well as how she got started in music. Anna, we would love to hear a little bit about how you got started in music.
I started singing in school choirs and get involved in everything that was related to music in high school. And then eventually one thing led to the other. When I decided to choose a career, I decided to go towards the artistic route, for so to say. And yeah, I chose music because I had this management opportunity in LA. And even though that didn't turn out the way we planned, my parents and I still decided it would be a good thing to try. And yeah, I went to LA. I studied music in LACM, Los Angeles College of Music, and then at my Musicians Institute. And then eventually one thing led to the other.
Yeah, I mean, they're very good schools, and it was amazing for you to have that experience here because LA is just like buzzing with music all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gave me like, I do not come from a musical family. My family is not, does not have a tendency towards art. So it was a whole new deal to get involved in music. You know, I loved to sing and I could sing as a little girl, but I didn't have the technique and the whole school of music, you know?
Absolutely. I know it becomes very different and difficult situations when it comes to musicians that don't come from a musical family, like you said, but at least luckily there are options for the proper training. And luckily you were able to receive that and you're here now and we have an awesome single to discuss as well.
Yeah, Antidoto was a great experience for me because it was my first international collaboration with another artist. It was great to work with Jorge Blanco on this one. And yeah, I mean, and it kept me working during such a tough time. It kept me working during quarantine, during pandemic. I not only released Antidoto, but also Color and Quiero Gritar and Aventura and some other stuff last year that helped me get through this whole thing because I stopped performing and that was kind of tough. You know, I missed performing live so much, but this kept me going. It was great. And Antidoto, it reflects a lot of what I was going through and what I felt about having a special person next to me to go through tough times, you know, to have that special someone that's your antidote and how love can cure it all.
Yes. And it's such a beautiful message. And, you know, something that I feel like a lot of people kind of took for granted before the pandemic, you know, having that person that's going to be there through the tough times, like you said, because that's very important. And there's been so much loss with the pandemic. People's relationships have completely changed, whether it's in a romantic way or a platonic way or even within family members and such. So it's very much a universal message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I also wanted to share an upbeat song, you know, something that will uplift people through tough times. So it's kind of a continuation of my previous song, which is Color, that talks even more about that, about like lifting up the spirits, and it has a very bubbly and up-tempo beat and feel to it.
Yes, and I mean, it's added to our dance playlist, and hopefully, you know, once the Zumba studios start opening back up a little bit, you know, safer, obviously, hopefully they'll add on Antidoto.
Hopefully so, definitely.
Yes, yes, it's perfect for it, so.
Yeah, to keep us moving, yes. Dancing.
Yes, dancing and, you know, great music. It's what uplifts our spirit. It brings joy to our life. And, you know, we appreciate artists like you and Jorge and everybody else that's putting music out during these really crazy times.
Yeah, I mean, I know that a lot of my favorite artists have been putting out music and that's been helping me. So I hope I can, you know, like do the same.
Yes, absolutely. And kind of going into the other works that you have released during 2020, the pandemic time, I would like to ask you how the songwriting and recording and even the marketing process has been similar or different from each other.
The recording side of it was not actually that hard as I would expect it, because I was able to go to the studio, of course, taking care of all the measures and record with one of my dearest musician friends. And the recording wasn't so tough because we could, thanks to technology, we still had that back and forth with Zoom calls and message and text messages and whatnot. So it was sending the vocals, do you like this? Do you want any arrangements or anything like that? That part wasn't as tough. What I found very different was the media tour, the press tour, because I'm used to go to the radio stations, I'm used to go to the TV shows and present the songs myself, and I find it very fun. You know, I love making friends, I love interacting with people, but I mean, Zoom and all the digital platforms helped a lot. But yeah, I mean, that's something I missed, you know, that human interaction, that live human interaction for sure when I did my press tours.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we're almost out of pandemic, luckily, and you're going to be doing those press tours in person sooner than you think, probably.
Hopefully so. I would love to, for sure.
Yes, yes, we're very much missing the live performances as well. So, and I know it's been hard for all musicians. I'm not a musician, but you know, I love going to live shows. I love the experience, and I just, you know, we all miss it.
I know, especially you're from LA, right?
Yes. There's something going on every night, and it's been very
That's one of the greatest things about LA. There's so much live music. I miss that a lot about LA. I used to live in LA.
Oh, how fun. So I wanted to ask you a fun question. If you could choose three artists to go on a world tour with, who would you choose and what would you name your tour?
I mean, I love Christina Aguilera. I've always been a huge fan, you know, like such a 90s girl listening to all of her albums. She's such a like inspiration to me as a powerful woman, not only as a woman, but she has this very strong voice. And that's a dream to me, for me, you know, like that's a fantasy. I also have huge respect for Shakira, because she created a big platform for artists, Latin artists, especially female Latin artists. So that would be another great option. And right now I'm obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo, if that makes any sense. You know, I'm just obsessed with her. So that would be awesome too. You know, I love her songwriting and I can relate to so much of her style and her writing. So those three artists would be awesome.
It's definitely a great mix. Like, I love Christina. I grew up with her as well. And Shakira, I mean, also kind of grew up with her. But yes, like Olivia Rodrigo, she's really changing the game with Driver's License. And also, I know she's in the High School Musical series and just a plethora of opportunities. And I think you picked three really great artists.
Yeah, I mean, these are dreams to me, you know, fantasy, but how cool would that be?
Yeah, you never know. Maybe next year, 2022.
You never know.
You never know where the opportunities are going to come about. So never say never.
Always positive, always dreaming.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, you know, as a female artist, and even like a female Latina artist, do you feel that women in the music industry need to portray themselves in certain ways in order to find success?
Maybe, because there's a very strong image set for Latin women, you know, there's a very strong image set of how we behave or how we express ourselves. But I mean, it's, the world is growing so big. There's space for so much stuff nowadays. So I had this misconcept, that's how you say it, like prejudgment of myself and of what I had to do to make it in the Latin industry. And I was so tempted to do reggaeton, for example, because that's the strongest Latin rhythm right now. That's what's hot right now. And I love reggaeton, you know, but it wasn't born around my region. So it's not completely natural coming from Paraguay. We do listen to a lot of reggaeton. Don't misunderstand me. We love it. But it just wasn't natural for me to express it in my music. And once I realized that, I was like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of space for different artists around the world. And when I started just creating my stuff the way I felt I had to, I felt like people were paying more attention, actually.
Absolutely. I feel like as music listeners, you know, like I said, I don't play music. I'm purely just a lover of music, and I very much get into the story of the song and the themes and the instrumentation. And it's very obvious when an artist is not doing something that they're comfortable with. Like when they're doing something to conform to what is mainstream, once they do what you do, where they just do what they want and what's comfortable for them, it changes the perspective of the listener, at least I hope in a good way, because we know that this is what the artist wants to do. This is what they're comfortable with. And it comes out beautiful in the end.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a whole process, because as artists, we not only as artists, but as human beings, we go through a lot of stuff, and we go through constant changes, and we have to allow ourselves to change and to feel differently. And sometimes artists get a lot of exposure for doing very melancholic, sad stuff, because that's what they've been going through. And then they get people's attention for that. And when they've moved on from that phase in their lives and they decide to do something different and try to share what they're feeling in the moment, maybe the fans they got at the beginning don't get it, you know. So it is very delicate, you know. It's a whole process, it's a whole adventure.
Yeah. And you know, we hope that long-term fans will be able to grow along with you. And luckily, at least what I've been seeing with the music industry is that, you know, you can have mainstream artists or independent artists, and they're starting to restructure and really realize, like, you know, like you said, this is what I'm feeling right now. I want to write a song about it. I want to release it. It's cathartic. Somebody might be able to relate to it as well. And we just hope that the fans will come along with the journey as well.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you if you could give yourself any advice in regards to what you've experienced within music or with life in general. What advice would you give her?
To give myself?
Yes.
To my past Anna?
Yes, to past Anna.
I mean, just persevere and enjoy the process for sure.
Yes. Very underrated.
Yeah, it's truly, at the end of the day, it's just persevere and work hard on what you want, and don't let other people influence you. And if you have an idea, go for that. Like, follow your instincts, respect your instincts, and be true to yourself.
Absolutely. And it shines through in music. Like we were discussing about, you know, wanting to do music that you are experiencing the emotions right now and such. And we see it, we hear it, and it's authentic and raw and real. And that's what we appreciate about music.
Yeah, for sure.
And what do you hope that your audience will take away from your music?
I always want people to feel accompanied by my songs and feel related, and also feel like they're not alone in their feelings. You know, sometimes we go through stuff and we feel like nobody else understands us. And when I feel that way, I listen to music and I feel the company of the artist or the company of the lyrics of the song. You know, I feel like like I'm not alone in what I feel. So that's mainly what I hope people can take of what I write and what I sing.
Awesome. And to end off the interview portion, what other big exciting things should we be expecting from you in the near future?
More music. I very much hope so. I'm making sure to write new stuff. And I have a movie coming out. It's my first movie. It was supposed to be out 2020, but due to pandemic, we had to reschedule the premiere. So it's supposed to come out this year, and I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. We're excited for the new movie, the debut, and also the music. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. We're going to set a little time alarm for the release.
As soon as I get the dates, I will share it everywhere. So yeah.
Awesome. And where can everybody find you online?
I'm on every social platform as Anita Chase, Anita with double N, and on all streaming platforms.
Awesome. Very easy to find.
Yeah, it's Anna Chase in every streaming platforms, and make sure to listen to Antidoto. It's out everywhere and it's doing so well. I'm so grateful for the love that it's getting, and I'm so grateful for Jorge's fans and my fans. You know, it's so crazy how all the love of Jorge's fan was translated to my work. So that's beautiful. They're amazing.
Yes, yes. Everybody, seriously, listen to Antidoto. And to go into our coffee shop appreciation portion, here at Crooners and Coffee Shops, we love our coffee and all of the things that come with coffee, which includes pastries. So yesterday, literally, random delivery of donuts from Sidecar Donuts and Coffee came to our work. And that was, you know, that was lovely.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's just, you know, just random donut drive-by in a way.
That's great. Great. Yeah,
fresh donuts are my weakness. You know, normally I don't, you know, go out of my way to get a donut, but when it's literally placed in front of me and I can smell that it just came out of the oven, it's like, why not? You know, life's too short.
That feeling. It's not very common to eat donuts in Paraguay. That's something I miss so much about LA, because donuts are just the best. And we have a place called Donka. It's delicious. They also have a great delivery. So that's points due to pandemic. And I also like this place called El Café de Acá, which has a lot of like traditional Paraguayan pastries. So yeah, that's probably two of my favorites.
Ooh. Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining us today. It was an absolute pleasure getting to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Heather. It was nice talking to you, and thanks for helping out in promoting my new song. And yeah, it means the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, we wish you a lot of health and safety, and hoping the vaccine gets to Paraguay soon.
Yeah. Thank you. And I hope I can visit LA very soon. I miss it so much.
Yes, we hope that you'll be able to visit soon as well. And that it seems like concerts are going to be coming back sooner than later. So hopefully soon.
Hopefully so. Yeah. It was nice talking to you, Heather.
Yes, absolutely. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everyone, and stay caffeinated.